And that's one of our revival songs. And Karen, you've been bringing some more in. I think that's from Belfast, isn't it?
Yes, that's an oldie but a goodie.
It is a
20
goodie.
Years old, they yeah. released that.
And it's just as fresh today.
It is, yes, it is.
It is awesome. It is awesome.
Amen.
Well, we're going to give the numbers out. David's going to help us with that and let you know how you can make a call. And let me just remind you that tomorrow we're going to go back to regular programming because we want to give total focus to the resurrection season. Believe this is revival season. And the message of the cross is imperative for us to understand salvation and come to Christ.
Excuse me. Pardon me. That was not part of the number. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
All choked up, are
we? All choked up. Dave's all choked up over this, so yeah. We'll try to hold him together here.
Hold me, yeah.
All right.
don't inhale spit. Just don't do it.
Don't do it. Well, we are more than halfway in matching the funds up. We have $2,515 remaining. $2,515 remaining in the matching fund that we need to match this up by lunchtime today. And so we are in the last hour already. Minutes are ticking away. $2,515. And so we're going to need some of our kings and priests maybe to step up and get involved. And some of you have been planning to make that call. You just haven't got around to it. Right now is a good time to make the call or go online to WCNO.com. You can call us at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Now, a question, as I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture. This was something that was on my mind and my heart this morning as I was preparing for today in reference to Passion Week and the just unbelievable love of God that's poured out through the gift of the Messiah. And so as I was looking at this passage, the question that came to me was, how much does it take to make me silent? What can the enemy throw at me to hinder the witness? What is the enemy planning at this time to throw at you to keep you from being a witness? Or what are the strategies of the enemy that the enemy would love to throw at this ministry or your home church or to your pastor to shut them up and shut them down? Well, quickly we would say, well, nothing can shut me down. Mm. You know, I'm a bold witness for Christ. I'm standing up for God, and I'm thankful for your response and thankful for your commitment to do that. And yet I was pulled to this passage to look at the life of Peter, where Peter was one that said, Lord, I will never deny you. You can count on me. Luke chapter 23. I will never deny you. You can trust in me. I'm ready to die for you, Lord. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to stay with you. And yet, we have to remember that Peter was one of those who went to sleep. And Jesus said, Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour? And here's the man that, and he, I'm sure Peter was a strong man. He was a fisherman. I'm sure he was a tough man. He'd endured many storms. He'd been through many difficult seasons, I'm sure, of his life. And he meant well, but his ability to fulfill those desires did not always quite work out that way. So in chapter 22, Luke chapter 22, and we're in verse, I think I'll just read from verse 56. And verse 56, a servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, this man was one of Jesus' followers. And here's this tough man. He's ready to take on the entire group of soldiers that came to arrest Jesus in the garden. You know, he single-handedly grabs his sword and goes after Malchus. You know, he's a tough guy. He could handle the sword, but he could not handle this young maiden that's at the fire. She accuses him of being one of the followers. And Peter denied it. Woman, he said, I don't even know the man. That is almost unbelievable. And after a while, someone else looked at Peter and said, you must be one of them. No, I'm not, Peter replied. In fact, the New Living Translation says, no man, I'm not, Peter replied. And then again, verse 59, about an hour later, someone else insisted, this must be one of Jesus' disciples, because he is a Galilean too. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. And as soon as he said these words, the rooster crowed. And at that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered that the Lord had said, before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times. And Peter left the courtyard crying bitterly. You know, God has given us a season to witness. A season to witness. Today is part of my season to witness. Today's part of your season to witness. I don't know how many days, how many months, how many years God will give me to continue to witness, but today is part of that season. And today is part of your season. And one of the blessings of Christian radio is that we are able together to reach so many more people than we could ever do by ourselves. It's maybe you have thought, wouldn't it be awesome to have been a Billy Graham and traveled and spoke at all of those great coliseums and seen thousands of people walk the aisle to be used of God like that? Well, yes, that. You know, Billy Graham was doing what he was made to do. I'm confident of that. And he ran the race well, and he finished strong and left a great witness, and we praise God for his life and for his witness. But do you know that your gift today, when it comes alongside of this ministry and enables us to bring the programs, the teaching, the preaching programs, and the worship, do you know that you are speaking to a stadium that's much larger potentially than any of those stadiums that Billy Graham spoke in? Millions of potential listeners are listening today, and you have an opportunity to run as a missionary, to carry the gospel as we play a song, as we share from our hearts, as a testimony comes in and goes out. Your gift is reaching out to touch many, many lives. Will you join us and be a partner today in this great work at WCNO? Our birthday's coming up as a station, going to celebrate 34 years, which means the station's really pretty young, all things considered. Mm-hmm. But I know that many people who are today with the Lord sowed seed into this ministry that made it possible, so that even after they are gone and they are in heaven, lives are still being touched because of their love of God. Why not consider seriously making a huge investment into the kingdom of God today, as we are here to raise our operational budget? This is the way we're able to be here, is by coming to you two times a year and saying, will you be a partner with us? And I believe many of you will continue to be a partner with us. And our desire is to do the very best we can do for the glory of God And our desire would be for this ministry to continue strong right up until the moment when the Lord comes back for his church. Give us a call. The phone number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I believe we can learn from Peter. And I believe today we should not allow the enemy to stop our witness. Stand up for God. With your mouth, yes. With your life, yes. And with your prayer life, yes. And why not with your financial support as well? 772-221-1100. Give us a call. Phone lines are open right now. We're going to go to another song at this time. And this song is entitled, Come Holy Spirit. Great song.
Jesus. Your presence has been so sweet today. That's really why we gather here every week. Because there has been a fresh oasis of the river of God by your grace that has been poured out. Not one of us wants to stay where we're at, though, Lord. We want so much more. We want life-transforming glory. Holding on to you, Lord, for the new thing. Thanks, Lord. Let your river flow. And come, Holy Spirit, move His glory to see and rain down from heaven, fresh living water, bring us your liberty. Sing it over the body of Christ.
right. We got some more songs trying to kick in here. But Karen, I believe you have a bit of a leading of the Lord to lift up one of our listeners in prayer.
Yes, our friend Margaret up in Vero, she had called, I don't know if it was yesterday, a couple days ago, letting us know that she had a cancer diagnosis. And just a little bit ago, the Lord was impressing me that we should pray for her again. And, you know, we have the other prayer requests that have come in that, you know, at some time we can lift those up as well again. But specifically for Margaret, she's a faithful supporter of the station and for as long as I've been here. And anyway, I just want to lift her up. So, Father God, we just lift up Margaret to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you have your hand upon her, God, and that you are covering her life. And Father, nobody wants a cancer diagnosis because it never ends well, you know, as far as, you know, we just automatically think it's the end. But Father, we just decree and declare that you are Margaret's healer. Yes, we declare, Lord, that you touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And we rebuke every cancer cell out of her body in the name of Jesus. We command those cancer cells to shrivel up and dry up and dissipate and leave her body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I ask you, oh God, to replace those cancerous cells with new cells. Father, because you are the God who increases and multiplies. So I ask, God, that you would multiply and increase the good cells, Lord, the good cells that would eat up those cancer cells. And Father, I just say, God, that your peace is over her, your protection is over her, your comfort is over her, God. And Father, that her heart, let her heart receive from you, O God.
Amen.
Let her her heart be open to hear from you, God, rather than hearing from doctors, rather than hearing from friends and people that do not know you, God. Father, I just pray that her heart will be open just to hear from you, Jesus, and that she can receive her healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, I also pray for other people, Lord, that I have the sense, God, that even in this hour that you are healing emotions, you know, God, that you really are trying to get a hold of your people, to pour your love into your people. Father, that those that have old residual issues from the past, and things that are just plaguing them, whether it's a physical, emotional, or mental things that are going on. Father, we know that you want to touch and heal those things. And Father, I just pray for anyone that's in that situation, God, that their hearts would be open to you, and that they that you would take the stony hearts, God, those that have closed you off, Lord, that you would take those stony hearts that have rejected you, God, and soften those hearts, Lord. Father, that you can come in, that you would come in with your fire and with your love, oh God.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
You would bring restoration.
Thank you, Father.
Restoration to those who once knew you, Lord, because it does say in your word that in Revelation for us to return to our first love, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Father, that you would restore people's love for you, God. Those that name the name of Jesus, but they've grown cold, let their hearts be stirred once more, God, to let go of old hurts and old issues and receive healing from you, God, and to be restored to their first love of Jesus Christ. And then ignite them, Lord, set them on fire, and set them in their purpose, God, so that they can accomplish what you created them to do. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Amen.
Father. Amen. We agree. We agree. We agree in Jesus' name. And that is so important. You know, Karen, you were talking about the residual. And I was thinking about this distiller that my father had I'd go and visit him. He had this large, almost like a commercial-sized distiller out on his porch. And he would run that. He was drinking this distilled water at that time. And in that, the area where the water was heated, there was attached to the wall of this stainless steel unit all of these minerals that had come out of the water. Now, you look at the water, you don't see anything in the water, but there's all of these residual minerals that's in there that are collecting on the side of the wall. And as you were praying about the residual, the things that may not, maybe no one else is even aware of, maybe these are things that you don't want to be aware of, but they're things that God knows are slowing you down. Mm-hmm. I think that reference to laying aside every easily besetting sin, but that's not all it says. Then it says, and every weight that would slow you down. So there are things that can slow us down that are not necessarily sins, but it's residual that we are carrying with us that God wants to cleanse and deliver us from so that we can run the race without all of that additional weight.
Yes, thank you, because that's what I've been hearing in my spirit, that, even like I had seen in the spirit at prayer meeting one night, that we were on this boat, and you know, and this is me, but it's everybody else as well, you know, that it was this old boat, you know, that had just been through the ringer, a wooden boat, and it you know, paint chipping and everything, but the boat was moving at a very high speed, like a cigarette boat would, you know, across the water. But on the side of the boat, it was like an old pirate ship with all these, it was like weights that were cannonballs, you know, and they were tied to the, you know, all around the boat. They were small, you know, but all of a sudden I started seeing, you know, this knife coming in, whoosh, and, you know, cutting those
weights.
Hey,
there was a sound. There was a sound. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was a
Dave
good sound.
Dave could probably do it better.
No, it was but, a good sound.
But yeah, so it was like the boat was moving. I think that's what you're talking about, the residual thing. Yeah. You know, things are moving along and God's moving in your life, whatever, but there's still stuff that's there that, you know, you got to cut the stuff off so that you can move at a more swift pace.
Amen.
A faster pace.
Todd called me on my phone. I was talking to Todd the plumber, and he was saying that you know, we're moving. Mm-hmm. And I said, Todd, you need to call us back and share what's on your heart, because he kept saying, well, you have to be moving to move, and like, okay, well, but I believe he was trying to express maybe part of what you're saying, that that God has new territory for us to advance into.
Yes.
God has
yes.
more vistas and horizons that we have not seen or experienced. God has more exploits that we have not yet approached. And in part, we may have been held back by some of these incidentals.
Right.
And God is calling us to drop the leftovers, you know, you know, get the stuff out of the fridge, you know, get it out of your life and out of your lifestyle and out of your agenda, out of your schedule, out of your mind, and let the Holy Spirit just clean you up and set you free so you can be that runner that is not restricted by yesterday's race.
Yes, and like it says, you know, to run that race.
Run the race.
And we can't run until all the stuff is gone. We can lag
Amen.
Along.
Amen.
Lag along.
Shall run and not be weary.
That's right.
And it is this stuff that causes us to be weary.
Yes.
And so we need to let go of the heaviness so that we can run without being weary.
Amen.
And, of course, after running and not being weary, it talks about mounting up with eagles.
That's
and
right.
And the wind of the Spirit being able to lift us up. And anyone who's had any background in flying knows that you have certain limitations upon an aircraft, you overload them and you're in for trouble. You're in for trouble. Mm-hmm. You may not get off the ground, or you may get off the ground and then lose control once you get in the air. And so, well, I want to thank Doris for her donation by check. Doris from Stewart, making a $25 one-time donation. Thank you so much, Doris, for that donation. And I want to thank Larry from Hope Sound for making a donation by check of $25 as well. Two $25 donations. Those are going to go in. And again, we presented a matching fund this morning, and it's right now, it's getting close to 11:30, and we still have 25:15 remaining. Of course, I'm going to enter in these two $25 donations. But can you make your call now? Call us and let us know what is on your heart. Let's give the numbers out. And of course, you can go online, and we'll try to keep checking that as well.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Sherry's patiently waiting for calls. As she always... No, she's working.
She's doing always she's, doing something. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. If she's not running past like a flash of lightning,
that's right.
Then her, you know, fingers are furiously...
Even when she's not the flash, I think she's sitting there vibrating. Anticipation.
And the keyboard is just...
Yeah, right, yep.
To the keyboard
she's ready to
sound.
Roll.
Give me a call. All right, so we're definitely more than halfway with the matching fund. We have $2,465 yet to go, and we're looking to do that by 12 o'clock today, $2,465. Mm. And what are you being led of the Holy Spirit to give? I think about, and I've been thinking about this as I was praying for prayer and cheer, I believe even while I was out of town. And I was just wondering, Father, what is going to be significant in regards to this prayer and share? And I kept thinking of the woman who broke the alabaster and poured out that perfume. And the scripture talks about that anywhere the gospel's preached, that she's going to be remembered. So that tells you how important that scripture is. That is an important scripture about what she did, that we need to stop and take note of that. Why does it say wherever the gospel is preached, that this passage will be brought forth, that she will be remembered? Well, it says about her that she did what she could, not what her sister could do or not what somebody else could do, but she did what she could do. And this is a tremendous life to live when we simply are following God and being obedient to what God has called us to do. Keith Masters yesterday was talking about that, how God just intersects with his life. It's like all of these segues, you know, that are in his life, where constantly there are God encounters that include people, where miracles take place. And as he shares about those, you can't help but being excited that God is at work in our life in that kind of a way. And so as each one of us do what God has enabled us to do, we give what God has gifted us to give, and we seek to speak when he guides us to speak, then we're going to see great results from the Father. The number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Again, Larry, thank you for that $25, Larry in Hope Sound. And Doris from Stewart, thank you for that $25, both giving by check. Some years ago, I was, before coming to WCNO, one of my side jobs was home inspections. I actually inspected probably several thousand homes.